Well, they say that life's a gamble. You can't know what's in store. Just when you think it's one thing, and then another walks through the door. I thought nothing could surprise me. I thought I'd seen it all before. Until that fateful morning, I woke up with the pompadour. Most days I wake up early when the birds start to sing. I'm beside the sleeping beauty. She's the one who wears my ring. Well, I tried hard not to wake her. I got up and I tiptoed out. But when I got to the bathroom mirror, I let out a rowdy shout. It was a pompadour. It was a pompadour. Well, it was not just some bedhead. It did not look like hell. Well, I thought I might be dreaming, so I pinched myself to tell. It was like a range of mountains. It's too tight before it fell. I look like Christopher Walken, run him up with the styling gel. It was a pompadour. It was a pompadour.
Writes a lot of deep songs, and you know that's the one you're going to remember from today, the one about bedhead. You've heard of the deadheads, right? How about bedheads? People just follow around people who sleep. That'd be me. I'm fascinated by people who sleep a lot. I don't know what it's like. Speaking of sleep deprivation, how's I think the annual Gray Fox group sleep deprivation workshop is really going well. Sort of experiment. Make sure you fill out your forms so you can take that data back to MIT for the year and help run a better bluegrass festival. Keep you awake longer. Casey and I are going to get the two fiddles going right now, hopefully. Here's a song I've learned from Tommy Jarrell by way of Mr. Dirk Powell. And this is one of the favorites of the Round Peak style, the Jack of Diamonds, rambling and gambling, traveling around, playing cards, drinking liquor. Not me. It's not. It's a fictional thing. It's called Jack of Diamonds.